I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston, and it is Monday, so let's start off with another look at the question of revamping Massachusetts schools. There's a lot of school reform in the air right now. Last week, we right here at Radio Boston examined the issue of school testing, some 20 years after MCAS was first launched. And today, let's talk school funding, because it was 22 years ago that the state made the last significant change to how schools are funded. That was through the Education Reform Act. Well, today, a legislature established commission is out with a report on how to overhaul the state's school funding formula and how much that would cost. Short answer, at least $430 million if the state adopts just two of the commission's four major proposals. So joining us now with more is State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz. She chairs the Foundation Budget Review Commission that released today's proposal. Senator Chang-Diaz, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Meghna. Thanks for having me back.
It's great to have you. First of all, can you just describe to us what exactly has changed in Massachusetts schools in the past 22 years that really necessitated this this new look at how schools are funded?
Well, what hasn't changed? There's been a lot that's happened in the world in the last 22 years. We now have the internet. We know a lot new and more and better about how to deliver high-quality education. Just to give a few examples, the inclusion model is now the gold standard in special education rather than the pull-out model of special education. We've seen new dynamics, not just in education, but across the economy in the rate of increases in healthcare costs and our understanding of those dynamics. And we know a lot more now than we did a couple decades ago about how deep-seated achievement gaps are and just how resistant they've been to our tactics over the past two decades and what we can do better now to close those gaps.
So this question of the achievement gap for low-income students and English language learners is especially pressing, you know, in places like Boston, Springfield, Lawrence, these major urban areas that have a huge number of students who are, for example, English language learners. So what in the proposal for adjusting the school funding formula goes right to the English language learners?
For sure. We make a few recommendations in those areas. With respect to English language learners, the report recommends that we increase what we call the weighting in the cost formula for English language learner students so that we are putting more resources in play, particularly in the high school years. So to get a little bit specific, we are proposing that we bring the high school and elementary increments up to the high watermark today of what we pay in the middle school grades, because we found that especially in high school, Massachusetts was really under the national average with respect to how we pay for additional services for ELL students.
Uh-huh.
And then we also propose to increase the weighting for low-income students, many of whom are also English language learners, in districts with particularly high concentrations of poverty.
I see. But the details of that in terms of how much to make the change, you leave up to the legislature.
Yeah, we wanted to give some flexibility. There are a lot of variables in play there in terms of how we measure who's low income and then where you make the cutoffs if you're going to make it a tiered system and then what dollar amount you attach to the different tiers. So there are a lot of variables. But we did give guidance to the legislature that the cost increment needs to be somewhere in the range or should be somewhere in the range of 50 to 100% of what we spend on the baseline for a regular student.
Right.
And then also it should be enough for districts to undertake multiple strategies, multiple interventions at the same time.
I see. Now, you also talk in the proposal about special ed students to basically adjust the formula to the reality of how much districts are actually spending for special education. And then there's the issue of employee health care, because the report says this astonishing number that the actual amount spent for health care exceeds the allotted budget by 140%. So what's the fix there?
Yeah, it's a lot. That was part of the reason that there was such a push to create this commission in the first place, is that folks across the political and ideological spectrum and folks across different sectors of the education space have been seeing the warning signs for years and years with those costs outpacing what the formula predicts and causing just year after year of incremental cuts in school budgets. So one of the several recommendations that the commission report makes is that we basically change the way that we predict healthcare costs to peg them to the average that the state's group insurance commission, that's the essentially the healthcare buyer for state employees, what the average cost through the GIC has been, and then also what the inflation rate has been over, you know, some average of past years in the experience of the GIC as well.
Right. So some pretty significant changes here. And I'm reading that if just two of your proposals, for example, the insurance question and the special education adjustments, if the legislature were to adopt those in full, it would require an increase in local aid funding by more than $430 million. And that's the number that we referenced at the beginning of this conversation. Where's the money going to come from?
Well, of course, that's a great question. One thing that I want to clarify, though, is that the report is does not just reference state spending. You know, the foundation budget also drives local spending on education. So, you know, I want to be frank with listeners that what we found in our work as a commission is that as a state altogether, between state and local contribution, we are presently underfunding public education by at least $900 million a year, you know, up to possibly $2 billion a year. So our investments are really not on par with our expectations as a state. But to your question of how we're going to pay for it, you know, rewind two decades ago when we passed the original Ed Reform Act of 1993, we didn't wait until we had, you know, the spare cash on hand in order to pass that landmark reform and make serious commitments to our kids here in Massachusetts to deliver quality education across the board. We made the value statement, we made the commitment, and we said we're going to figure out how to pay this. And we're going to figure out how to pay it not just in one year. We're going to do it every year, right? And there's no dedicated revenue stream. We have to make those tough choices as a legislature and as a commonwealth, as a people, every year.
Well, Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz is the state senator for the 2nd Suffolk District in Boston. She's also the Senate chair for the Committee on Education and served as co-chair of the Foundation Budget Review Commission. They put out a report today on how to adjust state and local spending to bring school funding up to the 21st century, if I could just put it that way. You can find the newly released report at our website, radioboston.org. Senator Chang-Diaz, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Magna.